Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Buck Rising with us, Dawn on assignment for ESPN again today.
I thought I was done.
You are here, Buck, and Buck's A to Z Sports. We have actually the Z of A to Z Sports, Zach Bingham, who's checking in. What's going on, Zach?
What's up?
Yeah. No, I was driving around listening to you guys in the last thing we talked about, the Titans. And, Buck, hey, really like the work you do for A to Z Sports. Really like
it. That's a good hire by those guys.
Just remember when it comes contract time.
But I do have a question for you, Buck, to set the record straight, and it has to do with Derrick Henry. Mm. So I know how you feel about running backs and paying running backs their second contract. If Derrick Henry keeps on this pace, and he's obviously the best asset that the Titans have, what is your bar annually that you are willing to pay Derrick Henry? Or are you even willing to pay him, or do you want him to walk? I really want to know your stance on this, because he is at an all-time high. He's probably the main reason. I know Tannehill's playing well, but the main reason why the Titans are in these games. What are you going to do come contract time if you're John Robinson?
3 years, 36. 12 million annually. 3 years, 36.
3 years. That was easy. Think that he will take 3 years?
No, God, no. I wouldn't if you were. Would you? Absolutely not.
But so then what do? You let him walk?
That's a whole lot of money, though.
I let him go test the market. I don't think he's going to like what he finds out there. I really don't. I really don't.
How much of that would you guarantee, though?
24.
Oh, see, you've really...
Now listen, I've done this. Really, Zach knows that I have been anti-paying running backs for quite a long time.
I'm the same way, but you got to pay this guy, and you can't let him test the market.
No, yesterday on our own very own show, this show, you said he's the most indispensable person on the team, I think was your word.
He's quite literally irreplaceable.
He was talking about himself with regard to A to Z.
You're going to just let him walk?
Yeah, he's irreplaceable.
You're saying
he's replaceable?
I'm not going to let him walk. I think he very well may price himself out of here, and that's a different conversation entirely. Because I mean, and Derrick Henry, I think Derrick Henry and his people certainly know what kind of leverage they have. Okay, Derrick Henry knows that there will be riots and pitchforks and torches in the street if John Robinson and the Tennessee Titans do not bring this man back, and also there should be. Because
riots in you're calling for riots in the street if they don't bring him back.
Oh, listen, I'll be a part of it just because I like
anarchy.
I'm here for the anarchy. Let it burn. But what's the line from the Dark Knight? Some people just like to watch the world burn. I think though you really can't, because of we're talking about the Cowboys. Zeke Elliott looks so mortal this year. And he's probably going to go to the Pro Bowl again, but that's just because the Cowboys have more fans than the Titans. Like, Derrick Henry being 10th in the Pro Bowl voting is a joke.
But he got 6 for 90 and 50 guaranteed.
You're going to give him 3? That's a joke.
You can't pay listen to me. You can't pay a running back long term. If you want to sink the franchise by paying a running back long term and just waiting. Love him long term. Injuries are going to come for all of those guys at some point. Derrick Henry is a superhuman of an athlete, but at some point he is going to get hurt because of the physical style of play and just because of how violent that sport is. 3 years is as long as I'm willing to pay any running back.
Zach, right, so what do you do, Zach, if you're J-Rob? What are you willing to do if you're Z-Rob? What are you going to do?
Z-Rob.
I think that Derrick Henry's agent, and he should, I think they're going to come in and they're going to start talking Zeke money. Going to start at 15. He's not going to get 15. But I think that Derrick Henry will get $13 million a year. I think the Titans will pay him that. And I think it will be a 4 or a 5 year contract, because Derrick Henry is the best thing that the Titans have.
Yes.
Without him, and this is what I'll leave you with, and you guys can chew on this. Let's say you let Derrick Henry go. Who are you going to replace him with? Because you're probably not going to let Deion Lewis on the roster next year because of salary cap and production. So I'm curious to see, what are you going to replace them with, Buck, if you let Derrick Henry walk. I'll hang up and listen. Love the show, guys.
Thanks, see you, buddy.
Thanks.
I love that he just called in here to argue with me. He spends so much time arguing with people that he can't get enough. Bless his heart. It's really, really tough, but I'm honestly standing firm in that. Derrick Henry at 30 is not something I want.
13, if he gets 13 annually, that ties him for the fourth best. Zeke is 15. Todd Gurley is 14.4. Le'Veon Bell is 13.1. David Johnson is 13, but only for 3 years. So he'd be tied with David Johnson at 13.
I'm actually with Buck on the idea that you try to get 3 years 13.
But what if you do 4 years with the ejector seat button where you could put your finger on it easily after 3?
I think that's what you end up with.
And that's probably going to be where they come to in compromise.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to give him some form of security, especially with Zach and Brent do make good points in terms of how you need to structure the deal. It needs to be something that gives him a fair amount of security. You don't have to make him the highest paid running back in the league. You do not need to do that. $13 million is probably closer to where he's going to land because, as you said, I mean, the gap between 4 and 5, when you look at what Devontae Freeman is
8.3
making in Atlanta, it's a pretty steep gap. And the salary cap, the market for running backs is starting to keep up now because the salary cap's probably going to be in the neighborhood of $200 million next year. And so that's what it makes these things less complex because, Mickey, you asked me yesterday about the wake-up zones conversation about if you had to pick
one or the other, Derek or Tannehill.
The beauty of it is you don't have to.
Yeah.
Even if you tag Tannehill at 26.7, you could still pay Derrick Henry 12 or 13 and be fine because you're going to have somewhere in the neighborhood of, I think, almost $50 million in cap space next year.
I think they end up paying both of them personally.
Yeah.
But
I say you we'll don't. See. Wiz on a good thing. They got a good thing going. I say you just, what did Vrabel say? If you got 1 foot in yesterday and 1 foot in tomorrow, you're just whizzing on today.
I don't, that press conference, I don't know.
It's one of the more bizarre things.
I think you said peeing, but.
Yeah. I Wiz is more my word. An honor.
Because you like Ken Wizenhunt.
Wiz and punt. Yeah.